V. The Safari to Mikumi National Park. It was still deep night when John Whitmore was awakened by a gentle knock on the door of his apartment. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and outside there was the dark silence of Africa, broken only by the distant murmur of the wind and the occasional call of a nocturnal bird. Whitmore rubbed his eyes tiredly, but the thought of the adventure that lay ahead of him quickly dispelled any trace of fatigue. Today he was supposed to start his first safari, an event he had been waiting for weeks with growing anticipation. Bakery, the driver, was already waiting in front of the door of the apartment with the off-road vehicle. He was a middle-aged man, whose kind but determined aura immediately reassured Whitmore. The car, robust and prepared for the terrain, seemed to be made for the adventure ahead. "Good morning, Mr. Whitmore," Bakery greeted politely as John got into the vehicle. "Ready for your first safari?" "More than that," John replied with a smile. He had deliberately insisted on driving the car to Mikumi National Park to see as much of the land and people as possible. The sun hadn't risen yet, and as they left Dar es Salaam behind, Whitmore could only glimpse the shadowy outlines of the surroundings. "There's a lot to see on the way," Bakery began as they drove along the empty streets. "If you wish, we can make a stop at a Maasai boma, a traditional Maasai settlement. There is also a crocodile and snake farm. They offer unique insights into the life of wildlife here." John Whitmore listened with interest, but he felt that he didn't want to take on too much at once. "The snake farm sounds fascinating, but we might leave that to other adventurers," he said with a slight smile. "However, I would like to see the boma of the Maasai. It's always interesting to learn about the people who make this country so special." Bakery nodded understandingly. "An excellent choice, Mr. Whitmore. The culture of the Maasai is very old and deeply connected to the history and nature of East Africa. You'll like it." As they left the city behind and immersed themselves in the vastness of the Tanzanian landscape, John felt the excitement grow. The palm trees and plantations that passed by the roadside, the distant hills that rose gently into the sky, all announced the adventure that lay ahead. The roads were good, and along the way Bakery told him some stories about the animals they would soon see. The hours of driving passed faster than expected as they drove along country roads that wound through the vast, open landscapes of Tanzania. The sun gradually began to rise on the horizon, and the world awoke in a warm, golden light. Whitmore was fascinated by the vastness of the landscape, the rolling hills that rise disappeared into the distance, and the acacia trees that stood like silent guardians of the steppe. Finally, they reached the Maasai boma, a collection of traditional round huts surrounded by a simple fence made of branches. The residents, wrapped in their colorful, red and blue robes, welcomed the guests with open arms. Whitmore got out of the car and immediately felt a deep calm and dignity permeate this place. The men and women of the Maasai wore their traditional spears and jewelry, and their posture radiated strength and pride. Bakery patiently explained the meaning of the boma as they walked around. "The Maasai have been living like this for centuries," he said. "Their culture has hardly changed, and they are strongly rooted in their traditions. The huts you see are built by the women. The Maasai are semi-nomads and roam the savanna with their herds." John was fascinated. He saw the children peeping curiously out of the huts, and the older ones watching them with quiet wisdom. It was a brief glimpse into a world so different from his own, and yet he felt a strange connection to these people who lived so deeply in harmony with nature. In the late afternoon, after more hours on the road, they finally reached the lodge in Mikumi National Park. The accommodation was down-to-earth but authentically African, simple yet full of warmth and charm. The thatched huts and the open dining room, from which one could overlook the vastness of the steppe, breathed closeness to nature. Dinner was a simple but delicious meal, served by the light of oil lamps, along with other adventurers who were also seeking the magic of the African wilderness. The conversations revolved around the upcoming safaris, the expectations and hopes that everyone brought with them. Whitmore enjoyed this community, which was sustained by a shared enthusiasm for the unknown. Tired but happy, he sank into his bed after dinner. The excitement of the day and the anticipation of tomorrow's safari filled him, and while he closed his eyes, he heard the soft calls of the nocturnal animals outside. It was as if the wilderness itself was lulling him to sleep. The next morning, after a simple but invigorating breakfast, Wit,